Hare Krishna. Today is the 10th anniversary of the disappearance of His Holiness Tamal Krishna Swami Maharaj. And yesterday, one of his disciples sent me an email message about a class Tamal Krishna Maharaj had given, in which he was talking about the time when we got away from the masses in Mayapur and went out on a boat. I wrote back that was actually on Gaur Purnima that happened, and it was with myself, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and Govinda Maharaj. It was the three of us devotees who've been in Mayapur know how busy it gets on Gaur Purnima. Who knows how many people are there? Sometimes it's said that there's a million, and so it's really impossible to do anything even in the temple room. Everyone's there taking darshan of Radha Madhava and Panchatattva. So my usual program was, at that time we used to stay at the Conch building, and Lotus building. And so in order to keep busy on those days, we would cook prasadam for Dalitai Gaur Hari Bhog, and make offerings to him. Devotees would, in the room that we had, would read and chant. And we had continual readings and chanting like that. And then we also cooked sort of large quantities. Govinda Maharaj and myself, and then other devotees would cook smaller quantities for the deities. And then in the evening, after Lord Chaitanya's appearance, then we would have a large feast. A lot of mostly all the GBC came, and senior devotees came. And since I've moved over to the Lotus building, the Vaishnava Academy, I haven't been able to do that. But it was very, very nice. In any case, on this one occasion, then we decided, well, why be cooped up inside? Can't we find some kind of solution where we can be outside, but at the same time still survive the masses? And so the idea was, well, why don't we rent a boat and chant in here out on the Ganges? And that's what we did. We rented a boat, not one of the motorboats, but a paddle boat, and went out. And it was just the three of us, myself, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and Govinda Maharaj. And we took some books, I can't remember exactly which books, and also cartels, that's all we took. And went out on the Ganges, and were chanting japa. The idea was to chant japa, to remember Lord Chaitanya by singing bhajans, and also we were reading from whatever books we took, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Ganges was a little exciting just because it's so strong. And so we decided to move over to the Jalangi, and that's the part that I remember better, because Jalangi is very peaceful and the water is transparent green. It was very, very nice. So it was a much more tranquil, easily manageable situation. And we went all the way up practically to the bridge. And a couple of times we went in for a swim. We enjoyed swimming in the water and reading and chanting until it got too hot. I remember that it started to become very warm. That was the reason why we went in swimming often in the boat, and then try to get back in the boat again from the water, which isn't very easy. And that was very, very pleasant. And at a certain point then, we went back again because of the heat and continued the chanting and reading in the room, and also engaging in some cooking and making preparations for Dayanitai Gaurhari. It was a long time ago. A long time has passed. At least 10 years seems like a long time. And but it's a nice opportunity to be able to remember Tamal Krishna Maharaj, for as Thakur Bhaktivinoda says that Vaishnavas continue to live eternally. They live in transcendental sound and sound vibration, and as long as we remember Vaishnavas, then they continue to live with us, and we have the opportunity to associate with them. There are many wonderful opportunities I had to associate with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. For him, he was sort of my access to be able to know more about Srila Prabhupada than I was able to find out from the limited amount of time that I associated with Prabhupada personally, and particularly when he was living in the UK, in England. We had an opportunity then to meet and talk. Everyone knows how he's one of Srila Prabhupada's first disciples who joined on the West Coast of the United States, and did so much to help Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness. And he was Srila Prabhupada's secretary in almost the entire last year that Srila Prabhupada was with us here in this in the world. And so he had a very intimate relationship with His Divine Grace, and was the person I think who was most capable of rendering to that service to Srila Prabhupada. So today we can remember him. I got a text from Govinda Maharaj who said that he was at the Tirubhav disappearance ceremony, and just today when I was talking to Keshav Bharti Maharaj, he told me that because Tamal Krishna Maharaj's Pushpa Samadhi is in Govardhan, where Keshav Bharti Maharaj is, they're having a ceremony over there as well. So in this way, by remembering him, then we're living with him, or he's living with us. Hare Krishna.